His father gladly agreed to help him and suggested that they build a house suitable for both bluebirds and tree swallows, and for purple martins too, if they wished to come, though martins had not nested in Meriden for many years. First, they wrote to the Department of Agriculture in Washington for a pamphlet called Homes for Birds, and with this as a guide, they went to work. Early in April, the little dwelling was ready to put up. In appearance, it was like an old-fashioned two-story New England farmhouse, painted white, and it was fastened to the end of a stout pole, about 18 feet long. The bluebirds had already chosen a hole in the apple tree for their first home, so for the present, they were not interested in any other. But on the telephone wire sat a pair of tree swallows, their steel-blue coats and white shirt fronts glistening in the sunlight. As soon as Duncan and his father began to raise the pole into the air, the swallows left their perch and, twittering excitedly, flew round and round the little birdhouse as if they knew that it was for them. It had barely come to rest as the end of the pole dropped into the hole which had been dug for it, when the swallows alighted boldly on the roof and took possession as its first tenants.